Welcome to FrostCon 14. We have worked half a year to make this happen, so we are happy that now everything begins. Let me start with our keynotes. First, today we have Stefan Wehrmeier, the head of the German Open Knowledge Foundation, and he will take a look on German laws and like from a techie perspective, and he calls it Demokratie DevOps. This talk being in German is so not for you, sadly, but on Sunday we have a presentation by Molly DeBlanc, and she will tell us what's needed to be a good open source citizen. So let's talk a bit about the essentials. Of course, we have plenty of Clubmate, so we will make sure that you stay caffeinated and hydrated. Also, this year, thanks to our great sponsors, we have a slush machine where there will be like. Did we find the non-alcoholic stuff?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. So we have
not only for adults.
Yeah. So in the beginning, we will start with the slush for kids, and the later the day goes, the more alcoholic it will be. Also, we have again popcorn for everyone. We made sure that we have the awesome coffee by the coffee aunt, to translate it badly. And again, we have the guys from the C3 wok, so we have plenty of waffles in the afternoon. And for a short introduction by the Fachbereich, I'd like to hand over to Said.
Hello, I may welcome you in the name of the Department of Computer Science. Louder? It's better? Does it work? Yeah, well, I hear something and I thought maybe there's a little bit sound, but anyway. I may welcome you. I'm here for the Dean because he is not yet here. And well, the Computer Department of this University of Applied Sciences, Bonn-Rhein-Sieg, we are organizing the FrostCon since 14 years, and it is a successful cooperation. And so, yeah, it's my pleasure to welcome you here. The university is still growing. We started 25 years ago with planned for about 3,000 students. Now we are about 9,000, and we are still growing. We are still raising new buildings around here and in Rheinbach, where another location of the university is located. And so we are very proud about the development of the university, and we are proud about the FrostCon. It's one of the major conferences here at the university, and it's lasting so long and every year. So we are very glad to have you all here. And I hope you have a very nice conference. You have nice talks, you listen to nice talks, you have interesting discussions, so I wish you a pleasure to stay here at our university.
Thank you.
Also, welcome from my side. Hi. After you had a lot of interesting talks this day, we will have our social event as every year. This time we don't have barbecue, but still there's catering. So there will be a food truck offering vegan and vegetarian products veggie burgers. Also, we have our caterer, which is responsible for the main catering here, will also cater our social event. There we will have some pulled pork and also other nice things to eat. Yeah, pulled beef. So we're looking forward to it. And as always, we have our venue where you can get beer, mostly important. It will be the same procedure as last year. You will have to buy some bands, and then you can eat and drink for free the whole evening, for free, you know. after you paid for the paper on your wrist, then you can have for free the whole evening. So also something we introduced last year, we will continue this year. We have our vote boxes. One is positioned there and there, and in every exit of the lecture rooms, there will be vote boxes where you can just do a quick vote, push on one of the four buttons to say if you like the talk, dislike the talk, and we are working on it to have the results of that vote into our conference system so that also the speakers, I see some people sitting here, can get the instant feedback from that, because last year only we had the feedback, but we couldn't put it into our schedule system. This year we are working on it to having it there. So please vote after each talk so we know which talks were good and which were bad. Wi-Fi, basically the same as last year. SSID Froscon, and the password is Froscon0D12. So there are also some signs hanging around here, and maybe next year we have some QR codes so you don't have to enter it manually. We're working on that, you know, new technology and stuff like that. Yeah, that's basically from my side. Now we'll hand over back to Scotty for the important stuff.
So, to get your Twitter game or your hashtag game on point, so the hashtag for this year again is hashtag Froscon, hashtag Froscon 14. I changed the slides. I should know that we're in year 14 now. Recent changes to the program, there are none. So, No short-term cancellations of any speakers so far. Fingers crossed. Again, we have a large bouncy slide into a ball pit, like 6 meters high into a ball pit. I think they are building it up right now. It's for small and big nerds. And in addition, since only one wall pit is boring, we have another bouncy castle with a ball pit next to it. So. It's like me, it's huge. Also, I think it just arrived, we have unicorn bull riding in the in the courtyard. I'm told, I'm not watching this, but I'm told this is famous from Germany's Next Top Model. And as usual, this conference runs on volunteers. So if you get bored and can spare a couple of hours, for example, recording a session like this, please go to helfer.froscon.de or go to the helpers room, and they will put you to work. Especially tomorrow in the evening during teardown, then we need every helping hands. And since every year, we face one challenge. And this year, the challenger appeared, I think, 8-9 days ago. We got an email that someone found like a press release from the city of St. Augustine that they are doing roadworks. If you came here, there's like a roundabout right in front of the venue. And the zebra crossings there are a bit faded. So they decided, hey, let's renew them. And what date would be perfect? How about Sunday the 11th? Because there's nothing happening in St. Augustine on that date. I actually had I phoned them up and they were like, yeah, but I checked with my colleagues, there are no events planned. I was like, well, I asked you for permission like a month ago for an event, like to your department. Nobody told me, so yeah. So for tomorrow, we have prepared a little scavenger hunt, so to speak. So what you see in red is like the normal roundabout. This is from 6 o'clock till 12 o'clock. They will close like one of the each streets for like an hour. So. We don't know when, what will happen, so you might be able to get through somehow, but there should be people around like giving you directions. Say, I asked them to warn the people that are working there, that there are like thousands of people coming, want to go there. So the trick is like, there's like another parking spot like in front of the main building, like next to the mall. You can park there for free, and the best is like drop your car there and just walk like the 200 meters. And you can see this is also on our website. If you, I think at the bottom, There's like a news article, Roadworks, on Saturday, on Sunday, and I'm optimistic that you'll make it here tomorrow morning.
Okay. So then I will take over for a short interruption. Most of you more likely have seen these ones. These are our evaluation sheets, which are in every visitor bag. So if you got the bag, or in this case a backpack kind of, then there is this sheet inside. The new stuff this year is you can also fill it out online. So if you forgot to put it in our evaluation box at the end of the conference, or if you leave, there's a QR code and URL here on here. On there, and we will post it on Twitter and whatnot. So if you leave the venue and forgot to fill out these forms, you can do this online this year. And feel free to give us the feedback, because we want to incorporate every feedback we get. We do this. We read the feedback you send us. We don't forget it. And so please give feedback after you've been here so we can improve the conference. Yeah, and then the final thank you. Ah, right, did you change it? Ah, nice. The final thank you to our sponsors, because without our, partners, this conference wouldn't be possible. You wouldn't get in here for free. You would have to pay large fees, which we don't want to, because it's an open source conference. So we're going to give a big thank you to our partners this year, and that they support us, and we hope that they will support us next year. Feel free to talk with them if you are interested in these companies. They were likely to talk to you and give you some insights what they do. So thanks a lot, and then I guess that's the end of our talk. Thank you, and enjoy the conference this year.